my colleague and friend Cosmas Zavazava on the stage, and yet another example of where UNIC and ITU join forces in organizing important important dialogues. This time about partnerships for digital transformation. It is clear that digital transformation has become reality of our life, much accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, probably one of the few positive outcomes of the horrific pandemic. And now we are observing with mixed feelings of excitement and worry how advanced technologies, be it AI or quantum computing or others, are transforming industries, our daily lives, and certainly are transforming the way we understand and interpret development and development cooperation. Now, it also means we cannot simply continue business as usual. We need new ways of understanding, managing, and harnessing the power of digital transformation. Otherwise, we may be as humanity in the catch-up mode, and not just, you know, as UN or multilateral institutions. We need, as principles, inclusivity, equity, and resilience to underpin how we use the power of digital for development. The most frequently used term in this regard is the digital divide, and Mr. Zavazava already referred to it. There are multiple lines of divide, and I will not, you know, repeat what was said, but it is extremely important then that in the overdrive to use digital, to digitalize, to build infrastructure at scale, and this is a rapidly changing field, we do not forget about the people and the skill sets that are needed. Interestingly enough, it's no longer the divide only between the developed and the developing countries and rural and urban. It is also within so-called advanced or developed societies that you can see in the same generational group a divide emerging because of the skill sets are not there, and the pace at which the transformation happens calls for a much faster pace of upskilling. But definitely the divides, even within this region of European region which ECE covers, encompassing 56 member states, even within our region, which is generally doing quite well on most of the indicators, is quite strong. And we see, for example, that while access has vastly improved, cost, speed, reliability, and again, skills, for example, remain an issue in Central Asia, but also in other parts of the region. Now, UNIC is looking at digitalization as a tool for advancing sustainable development. We focus more on the application side of digitalization. And let me just mention a few examples that have become really the center of our attention in the past few years, as called by our member states, we have started focusing on digital and green transformation as a cross-cutting theme of our work. I'll mention just a few. One that I'm very proud of as a joint collaboration is AI for road safety. It's a joint endeavor of UNIC and ITU with the special envoy for road safety. Another, a brand new initiative launched in our Committee on Sustainable Energy, is AI for resilient energy systems. Thirdly, we have across all areas of ECE work been focusing on GIS-based solutions, be it in mapping adverse effects of climate change on transportation routes or energy connectivity across the corridor linking Asia and Europe, or when it comes to the forest cover of the region within our forestry committee. I could go on with examples. What it points to, though, is that digital transformation is not at all a prerogative of ministries of digital. They play a key role to ensure the backbone is there, but we need action across governments and, of course, with many other partners to actually see the use of digital in transformative policies and regulation in each country of the region, so that the digital transformation is not an add-on, but a new way of thinking for a Ministry of Agriculture. And Cosmas mentioned very important advances in using AI for smart agriculture. or in shaping the future of energy systems, in fact, deciding on investments in infrastructure that supposedly is not digital. But when you build a road, you need to take into account digitalization potential of any connector, including the physical connector of a road. So what we are calling for is the intersectoral collaboration, and that's one type of partnership that needs to be there. Similarly, we believe that public-private partnerships are key, and while we do not work on infrastructure projects as such as UNICE, we have developed a number of specific methodologies and guidelines that help countries design pro-SDG public-private partnerships in infrastructure. Thirdly, we believe that digital transformation requires a co-design space with youth, civil society, with the startup ecosystem of each country, and one cannot look at these things, you know, separately. You need a very creative milieu to actually be able to design solutions that are helping countries not catch up, but leapfrog and be ahead of the curve and reap the benefits of digitalization for their competitive advantage. Fourthly, we believe local level is extremely important. And here, the joint initiative of, UNICE, UN Habitat, and ITU on smart, sustainable cities is a good example where we engage with mayors across the region to design the smart city infrastructure in such a way that hubs of activity can also become hubs of enhanced digitalized activity. And there, mayors cannot design alone either. They need community engagement. They need to listen to the citizens, including at grassroots level. Fifth, intergenerational fairness. We tend to look a lot at young people when we say intergenerational. And yes, we need to think about the outcomes of our decisions today for the future generations, including the unborn generations. However, let us not consider that intergenerational is only thinking about youth. It is also about the aging societies of our region and older people that may play an important role in how digital transformation is actually helping us achieve sustainability objectives. So let's not deepen the digital divide there, but rather work on bridging it. I will not go on with going into where partnerships may matter. I would just would like to leave you with one thought. The UN itself, to be able to service member states effectively on this path of transformation, needs to become much more aware and savvy when it comes to digitalization. We're trying our best. The UN Secretary General has launched the ambitious UN 2.0 initiative, which calls for UN staff across the board to become much better at digital data management, strategic foresight, behavioral insight, among other things. Digital transformation of how UN works, of how our intergovernmental meetings work, and also how we even structure the discussion, for example, in ECE's case, on the future of regulation. For example, what is the role of digitalization in regulating transport, environment, trade, and so on, which is our mandate, will be a set of questions we need to answer very honestly. And unless we're able to transform ourselves, we would not be able to serve the member states effectively on this very important journey. So in this spirit, the group that we are pleased to co-chair with ITU at the regional level is playing its role. We hope it can make a contribution to the work of the World Summit of Information Society, which is soon marking 20 years since its inception, and of course a contribution to the Global Digital Compact that we hope will be adopted at the Summit of the Future later this year. Thank you very much.